Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 27, these are the words of God. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he left all, rose up, and followed him. Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house, and there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. And their scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat with and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So for the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, we have here some who did follow Jesus and some who didn't follow Jesus. And we have here two different kinds of obstacles, two things that must be overcome in order to follow Jesus. One is our possessions and pleasures in this world. Levi has many possessions. He's a tax collector. And the tax collectors had the power of the Roman army behind them. And so not only did they collect what they were authorized to collect, they also collected extra. You remember when tax collectors come to John the Baptist repenting earlier, and John the Baptizer tells them only to collect what they are authorized. And you remember also Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, that when he was converted, part of his repentance was to give back fourfold the extra that he had taken from others. And so some things never change. Those who are in government like to get rich by overstepping their authority. So he's got lots of things. But notice it doesn't just say in verse 28, "So he rose up and followed him." What does it say? It says, "So he left all, rose up, and followed him." Now, what does this leaving all mean? Does it mean that he no longer has anything? He left everything behind and didn't have anything at all anymore? No, because the very next verse says, "Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house." The leaving all is referring to repentance. We see Jesus defining for us in verse 32, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So, Levi didn't get rid of everything. He got rid of everything as belonging to him, because now everything he had it as something that belongs to the Lord, to be enjoyed as a gift from the Lord, to be employed as an assignment from the Lord, or a trust from the Lord. And so the obstacle or the hindrance of pleasure and property is overcome not by having nothing, but by everything that we have, having it as something that now belongs to Jesus, and indeed having ourselves as something that belongs to Jesus. So Levi gives Jesus a great feast in his own house, and he invites all these other tax collectors who have the same obstacle to come and meet Jesus, and other people too who are sinners and the probably lower class and more scandalous in the way that they live. But also there are scribes there, and they are the particular scribes who know these people. They know these people well. They know their sins well. But they don't know, these scribes do not know their own sins very well, or they wouldn't ask Jesus the question that they ask, right? They say, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And our Lord could rightly have said to them, "Well, if I should not eat with sinners, then I must leave off eating with you," and left. So other sins they knew well, their own sins they did not know so well. And that is the other thing that must be overcome when we come to Jesus. Not only our right to our own pleasure and our own property to be enjoyed according to our own principles. No. We use everything to the Lord's pleasure as the Lord's property according to the Lord's principles. But in the second place, we must leave off trusting in our own righteousness, ideas of our own strength, our own wisdom, our own goodness, our own righteousness. So the tax collectors and the ones that the scribes and the Pharisees called sinners did leave off to some extent, or at least Levi did, life as belonging to him, and gave it over as life belonging to Jesus, which Jesus calls repentance in verse 32. These scribes and the Pharisees, as far as we know so far, here were having a difficult time giving up the idea that they were righteous, that they were good, that they are wise. We need to overcome that as well. And so Jesus tells them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. In other words, the reason I am here, says Jesus, is not to impress you. The reason I am here is to heal you of your sinfulness, which is to forgive you, to bring you to repentance, to turn you from your sin, to turn you from your ideas of your own righteousness, to trust in me. Now, these are things that we do not only need to do at the beginning when we come to Christ, when we first believe in him. But my dear children, these are things that we need to do every day. Today, we need to have everything that we have and do everything that we do as something that belongs to Jesus and is to be used for his glory, loving him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving one another as Christ has loved you, loving your neighbor as yourself. Today, we need to trust in his strength to be our strength, his life to be our life, his righteousness to be our only standing before God, his obedience counted for us as if we had done what he had done, his sacrifice, putting away the sin that is in every single thing that we do, so that we will live today trusting in Christ, resting in Christ, rejoicing in Christ. And therefore, when we look around at other sinners, we will say, oh, look, more people who are excellent candidates for the salvation of Jesus and the fellowship of Jesus, because sinners are the only kind of people who can trust in him and belong to him, be forgiven by him. And they are the only kind of people on this earth. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given your Son, our Lord Jesus, whose pleasure was always in you, and who was in himself perfectly righteous and perfectly obedient, that it might be counted for us as if you were always our pleasure, that it might be counted for us according to his perfect obedience and his sacrifice putting away our sins. And so we come to you only through him, and we ask that you who gave him for us, and you who have given the Spirit of your Son to be sent forth into our hearts, that you would also now be making us like him, to be like him, by whom you have saved us, that we would own everything and do everything as belonging to you today, and that you would not allow us to live in any illusion or delusion of our own goodness or strength or righteousness, but that you would make us to see ourselves as we are, not with despair, but turning away from ourselves, repenting, to turn to Jesus and to rest in him and to have peace and joy before you and respond with a life of thankfulness and love. Grant to us to do that, we ask, in his precious name, even the name Jesus. Amen. Amen.